Business Icon Podcast is hosted and sponsored by Sphere Rocket Virtual Assistants, a leading provider for your virtual assistants and outsourcing needs. Owned by one of the top-ranking EXP agents, Justin Nelson. Sphere Rocket VA provides a one-stop virtual staffing solution for business owners, and we specialize in helping business owners grow their business by leveraging through virtual assistants. Trusted by the top names in the real estate industry like Kyle Whistle, Andrew Franklin, John Kitchens, and many more. Get ready to up your success and we'll help you achieve your business goals. Book your free consultation at spearrocketva.com and find out how we can make your life easier.
Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the Icon Podcast. I am your host, Gianna. Today we have Nick Nowak, and super excited to get to know you. And just give us a lowdown. Who are you? Where are you from? How did you grow up to be a real estate agent?
Sure. Like you said, my name is Nick Nowak. I'm located in South Jersey, outside of Philadelphia. Real estate is a second career for me. Started originally with a nonprofit management volunteer support. Reached a point where that no longer was the best fit for me, so went on a search to find a new career. I'd recently just purchased a house and actually really enjoyed that process. I'm the type of guy, I had a spreadsheet to manage the timeline as the buyer in the transaction, which I now realize is a bit atypical. But I really enjoyed that project management. I do have a background degree in public relations and advertising, so that all seemed to really come together. And work for real estate. It's gone really well.
Awesome. That's great. And so, Nick, you know, were you originally with EXP or were you attracted to EXP? How was it introduced to you? What did that process look like for you?
Sure. Everyone has their own journey, how they ended up at EXP. It is not my first brokerage. I did start with another regional firm. It was an absolute great place to start, but reached a point where I was looking for something else. First noticed EXP when a couple agents actually had left my firm to go to EXP. I was highly against it at first, highly critical. A lot of things I'd heard about did not interest me at all. The revenue share, the stock, EXP world. I remember making jokes that no real estate happens in the real world. You can't sell real estate in a world of Warcraft type setup. But eventually, as more and more people went, I saw some top producers in my area move over to EXP. And that actually started me to really start looking into it and realize what it had to offer.
Absolutely. No, that's awesome. And, you know, you mentioned we have that online world, the EXP world. We've got stock options, rev share, collaboration. So, Nick, you know, what's one of your favorite parts about being with EXP? What keeps you here? Or what's something that maybe you didn't expect about the brokerage that now you really enjoy?
So, like I said, those three things were actually all turnoffs to me. None of them are reasons why I joined EXP. Probably the biggest surprise I found was actually a workplace. It's the Facebook product that runs the internal communications between our 80,000 plus agents. But the culture and the group that it has there, I've been part of agent groups before, whether it was a group text message or maybe a Facebook page where agents could share ideas, ask questions, get support from each other. But having the entire network with all the agents in there with different groups, so you can find specifically the group, the department that you're looking for support from. That blew me away, and just the culture, how everyone pours into that. Everyone's absolutely willing to share, help out fellow agents.
Absolutely. That's awesome. And you're right. Everybody's so open to, you know, sharing their industry secrets, and it's an awesome culture that EXP has cultivated here. And so, Nick, before we dive into all things production, icon status, et cetera, tell me about your work-life balance. You know, this industry can swallow you whole if you let it. So how do you balance that all out?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of integration rather than balance. I do have a family. I have young kids. So it's definitely very demanding on the family side. Obviously, real estate is very demanding. I'm very happy with the that integration, that balance that I have, setting aside time. Know if there's things for real estate that need to get done, support for clients, that's absolutely getting done, but also making time for the family. I love the flexibility of real estate that I'm able to make the soccer games, the kids' activities, the school events, and just able to work them into my calendar. Keeping organized is obviously definitely part of that. That's one of the best parts of real estate, is being able to work in those priorities together.
Absolutely. I love that. And, you know, a lot of people join real estate for that flexibility and for that kind of build your own schedule, but it's not as simple as it looks from the outside looking in on the industry.
Of course.
There's a lot of discipline there and self-starters. And so next, let's talk about your production in New Jersey, right? So what's that average housing price look like? How many homes do you typically have to sell to be able to cap out there?
Gotcha. So like everywhere else, I think the average price has increased a lot over the past couple of years. We're looking at about $345,000, $350,000 of the average sales price in South Jersey in the primary county I'm serving. So obviously to Icon, no, it's reaching that cap status. Last year did a total about 54 homes.
Okay.
So reaching the cap status, and then obviously the above and beyond to reach the Icon.
Absolutely. That's incredible, Nick. And, you know, beyond that, you also have a cultural commitment. So you can be on some Icon panels. You can be a coach, a mentor. There's a lot you can do. So what's your cultural commitment and why do you choose to do that one?
I love this aspect of the Icon program. Anywhere that I've worked, I've always kind of been willing to share, you know, to give presentations, to lead staff meetings, to share training. So the natural fit for me was going to EXP University. I was able to teach a class several different times on different ways. My topic was on Google, different ways to use Google's free tools in real estate to grow your business. I love that opportunity to give back, which I probably would have done if somebody had asked me, but to give back and actually get rewarded for that was definitely beneficial.
Yeah, super beneficial. And Nick, we talked about stock awards, right? And you get opportunities to be in rooms with icons at different events. You get stock awards for going to EXPCon, shareholders, a big glass shiny trophy. So What's your favorite part about being an Icon agent? Why is that a goal that you're going to continue to strive for year after year?
I would say the top two aspects is one's a goal. I can be a very competitive person. So to have that benchmark set out there each year for to achieve Icon, I love reaching for the goal. And then once achieving it, being part of that Icon culture, you know, everyone within the organization, you know, recognizes what that award is and the culture of fellow Icon agents, whether it's separate Icon events, the separate groups available for, you know, whether it's referral support from those specific agents is definitely great to be part of.
Absolutely. And that's so well said. There's so much support to be offered by EXP. And Nick, you know, for people with big goals, right? Maybe they've just come over to EXP, either they're a rookie real estate agent or they've been in the game for a while. They came for the Icon Award. Is it possible for them to Icon in their first year? What are some goals they need to set out for that or major mistakes to avoid?
Absolutely. I did Icon in my first year. So I'm definitely proof that that is possible your first year with EXP. Overall, with both EXP and real estate, there are so many different directions to go into and how you run your business, how you prospect, how you find your clients, and then what type of business you go into. So my advice would definitely find your focus, find the type of real estate and the way you want to run your business that works best for you, whether that's going into short sale specialists, bank-owned REO properties, residential, first-time home buyers. There's so many different avenues. Nobody can do all of them, but definitely finding your niche, find what you enjoy. And pursuing that 100%.
Absolutely. And, you know, lean into your mentors, lean into the people that are there to support you. EXP has plenty of tools for you to do it, but it's still not going to be easy. And Nick, you know, were you ever skeptical of EXP when it was introduced to you?
Oh, very much.
What was your thought process on it?
One, obviously I mentioned I have a family, you know, being the support, the income for that family. I didn't want to go with a new company. I didn't want to risk my career partnering with a company that, you know, newer company has a higher potential to fail.
Yeah.
I was definitely wrong on that. When I joined EXP, it was around 30,000 agents. Now we're over 80,000 agents. So that was definitely kind of overcame that. As well as the broker support is another aspect that blew me away. I was hesitant on a broker located in a different part of the state, you know, not being able to get support. But the way the EXP model breaks that out, that the broker actually only exists to assist with real estate, not the accounting, not the background stuff. There's other departments, other great places for support there. But the approachability of the state brokers to reach out with them, get support when I do need it, was definitely a very pleasant surprise.
Absolutely. I love that. And Nick, you know, for those that are on the outside looking in, right, like you were, right, a little skeptical, they hear the things in the industry like, oh, it's a pyramid scheme, it's a cult, this has got to be too good to be true, but why are all these industry leaders coming over here? you know, what would you have to say to them to make them, you know, confident that EXP is everything that they say they are, or to do their research? Where should they look in order to feel confident in making this move?
I would definitely encourage every real estate agent, no matter where you're at, even if you're already with EXP, but to constantly reassess, know where you want to be in your real estate business, and decide what goals, know what support, what model you need from your broker, and then assess where you're currently at, looking at the EXP options, looking at the other options that are out there too. I'm a big fan of there's a broker for everyone and not everyone's the right fit. But sitting down and intentionally doing that research, you know, once a year, where am I at, where do I want to be, and what broker, what partner is going to help me get to where I want to be.
Absolutely. And Nick, are you going to go to EXPCon coming up in a couple weeks?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, plan on me hunting you down there. I would love to connect in person. And Nick, is there anything that you want to leave the listeners with as we wrap it up today? Some valuable information coming from New Jersey.
I would just say be open to opportunities. EXP may not always be presented in the right way, but certainly do your own research. I'm a highly analytical person. Look for those opportunities out there, and you might be surprised what you find.
Absolutely. Nick, I'm going to ask you to hang out backstage after our podcast. But other than that, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you in Vegas.
All right. I'll see you there.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much.
This Icon Podcast is hosted and sponsored by Sphere Rocket Virtual Assistants, a leading provider for your virtual assistants and outsourcing needs. Owned by one of the top-ranking EXP agents, Justin Nelson. Sphere Rocket VA provides a one-stop virtual staffing solution for business owners, and we specialize in helping business owners grow their business by leveraging through virtual assistants. Trusted by the top names in the real estate industry like Kyle Whistle, Andrew Franklin, John Kitchens, and many more. Get ready to up your success, and we'll help you achieve your business goals. Book your free consultation at SphereRocketVA.com and find out how we can make your life easier.